You are now listening to the Heroes for Sale podcast. Whether you are a new collector or a seasoned pro, on a daily basis, I cover topics to help you grow your hobby knowledge and strategies to make you money in the market. We're in sort of a weird time period in sports cards, and I know I've talked about the sports cards industry blowing up and all of this great stuff, but I think the weird place that we're in has to do with grading. And I think with grading, it's a very fine line. I've talked about this in the past where grading, we all want our cards to come back as 10. And maybe this is, as a consumer, this is kind of just an opinion. I mean, it's an opinion, but it's also like, who is grading cards and don't want them to come back as 10s, you know? But I think what happens is, like, if one person sends in 100 cards and they want, obviously they want all of them to come back as 10s, but at the same time, how much is that devaluing their cards? And PSA and BGS obviously are the leaders in the pack when it comes to grading, but one of the big issues that they have is going to be their turnaround times. And I think one of the sort of weird issues that we as consumers run into is the solutions that would help turnaround times for grading, nobody really wants. And I mean, I want it because this is something that I want I want grading and all that type of stuff to kind of continue to flourish. But I think the one thing that we would have to, that would have to happen with grading, or there's a couple things in my opinion that might have to happen, that we're sort of seeing, that we're sort of not seeing, but like prices going up would have to be one. And then just saying that, I think, I don't know, if PSA were to advertise their service not as 60, 20 days as what it actually is, like, I think that that would then make it so they wouldn't have to update their pricing. Like, it just doesn't make much sense that they can charge X amount for 20 days, which is going to be more than 60 days, but, like, sometimes these 60-day orders are taking 9 to 12 months, which that's 3, 4, 5, 10X what it actually should be. If they were to just say that things are going to take as long as they actually do, I think that would be a way that they wouldn't have to charge more, because it's just essentially how can they get less people to send in more cards but still make the same amount of revenue. And I guess maybe they look at it and they say, well, we don't have to change anything. If we just increase the pricing and we don't advertise, we don't change any of our advertising, we don't change any of our service times, that's how they look at it. Maybe they look at it and they say, we don't have to do any of this stuff to still increase revenue and increase profit and all this type of stuff. And I think one of the weird things that does happen, it seems like there isn't really much respect for companies that aren't PSA and BGS. You know, last summer, a company called SGC kind of came into the fold a little bit here. Well, not even really came into the fold. They've been around, but they pinpointed an exact pain point, I guess, with marketing when it comes to PSA and BGS was the timing. You know, they came in and they said they came into maybe changing things a little bit, and they said, our grading times are going to be what we are advertising. And if you are tired of waiting for PSA and BGS, come grade with us because we'll get your cards back quicker. Now, I think their marketing was so good, and this is kind of a crazy thing to say, hitting that pain point was such a issue for card collectors and people grading that literally they pretty much couldn't even handle the supply. They couldn't handle, and after a couple months, they just went back to it not being the timetable that they actually were promoting, which was the issue, obviously, that BGS and PSA are having. I think we're going to see some different things now that finally it looks like the PSA sale went through. They had to up the price of what it sold for. I believe instead of $70 per share for some of the shareholders, it was $92, which I think it brought the number from 700,000 to 890,000, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere in that range. But, you know, I guess we'll see what ends up happening. Does PSA change what they're advertising? Do they increase the pricing? Do they change the way that they're structured? Because I just think it's hard for card collectors and for people in the grading industry to want other cards to come back as PSA 10s, but then what happens when so many cards are PSA 10s and that devalues sort of the market? And or maybe they should change they should change what the grading of modern cards. I don't, there's so many different things with grading, and this could be like an hour-long episode. Like, I've talked about grading in the past at length and on tons of different episodes of the podcast, but I think I wanted to talk about something on this kind of episode here. It's about hybrid grading, HGA. So they're a new grading card service that has like custom labels for each card. And, you know, we're starting to see a lot of people coming back with these cards. And I think, you know, I think they look good. The one thing that I do get nervous is their scalability. I think, like I said, as collectors, we want all of our cards to come back to 10, but we want them to actually be 10s. We don't just want them to churn out cards and say, this is a 10, this is a 9, and not actually have the ability to look at the card and realistically say whether it's a 9 or a 10, because that devalues sort of the process. And grading, and I know it, I think SGA, I believe they use a more automated computer system with their grading, so maybe their grades are going to be a little bit more accurate, because I've always said this, and I guess it's a debate, you could say, whether grading is subjective or if they are, if every single time they are sticking with what the guidelines are. I just think that there's no way that could be the case when it comes to grading, in my opinion. I just don't see how one grader could grade something exactly the same as another grader, or even grade something the same as they have been grading on a different day. I just don't see how, you know, that's really possible. And, you know, like I said, SGC, their marketing was so good and their product ended up not really panning out. The scalability, like I said, with HGA, I just wonder how they're going to be able to scale to a point where maybe, you know, and maybe they say, we're okay, because this is kind of the big thing that they do, actually, is they sell spots for how many cards they can grade. I'm not sure if it's every month or every week or how exactly they do it, but I know they sell spots, and I think the last round of spots, I was looking at someone posted on Twitter, they posted that it sold out in 2 minutes. So you see how that demand really comes into play when it's like, they're coming into this space where people want stuff back instantly. They don't want to wait. So like, if a new grading card service can come in and offer something different, I think that's where, you know, they're going to succeed, maybe where PSA and BGS don't. And, you know, they, like I said, they have their custom labels, and if they're only offering a certain amount of spots, I think that's how they're going to be able to sustain grading cards and not falling behind. Because that's obviously a huge issue with PSA. And I was in a Clubhouse, actually, with Clubhouse is an app. It's like an audio app where you can join, essentially. It's kind of like, depending on how the rooms go, it's sort of like radio, where you, like, some rooms are run like radio, where you have like two or three hosts of the room, and then you bring someone up and, you know, first time, long time, thanks for having me. They ask their question, they go back down to the audience. And then sometimes it's just everybody comes up, and then it kind of becomes this large conversation with, you know, 10 to 15 different people. But I was in a Clubhouse, a sports card one, where there was a couple people that worked in the grading card industry. And, you know, I don't know if they meant to say this or if this was something that was kind of slipped out, but they said that PSA has 5 million cards in their backlog. Now, we heard, I believe, in the middle of last year that PSA had about 1 million cards. So if it's about 5 million, I just want to put this into perspective. You know, I think one of their cheapest services is $12 now. It's either $12 or $14. If they have 5 million cards, that means they have between, and that's one of the cheapest services. That's not including all the ones that are the 5, 20, 45, 60 day. That's including all of them. I'm just kind of averaging it out. They essentially have, if they have 5 million cards in the backlog, that's essentially $50 to $100 million worth of revenue that they are just leaving sort of on the table in their backlog. And I think that it could have been part of the PSA deal, and that's why they had so many of these cards. I don't know if it's, because I think what PSA does, and I think this is interesting, that, you know, if you have a group sub, I don't know why this isn't more of a widely known fact, but PSA, you don't, it's not 20 days based off of when you send the cards in. It's 20 days based off of when PSA opens the box, which, you know, that could be 3, 4, 5 months from when they got the package. Now, I'm sure, I don't know exactly how it works, where if, you know, there's people that submit stuff and they get pressure or more preference, you know, I don't think that would be fair realistically, but like, if the fact is that they are getting these cards and they're not, the 20 day timer, the 30, 45-day timer, the 60-day timer, doesn't start until they open the package. That's something that I don't think, I feel like that's not widely known. Like, because when I saw it, I looked around at other people and all people that do group subs, and no one really was promoting that fact of, like, why things are taking so long. And like I said, if they have 5 million cards in their backlog, I do wonder why all that revenue is just sitting there, like, either at PSA or wherever they keep all their cards that are ungraded. Like, I think it could be that it was part of the PSA sale, and maybe they put that into their potential revenue that they're going to be doing. I don't know for sure. And like I said, it's, you know, it was just something that someone said in a clubhouse, so I'm not 100% sure, like, if they know for sure or what the deal is there. But, like, it was just something that I thought was kind of interesting. Also, I saw on Twitter, which this, again, I said this on Clubhouse, I'll say it again. With Twitter, people can just say stuff kind of similar to Clubhouse, so don't take this for sure, but somebody said that PSA has cards from June 8th, I believe. It was last week, so maybe it's even later now, but beginning of June, essentially, is the oldest order that PSA has in their system. So I think that's kind of interesting, and I think, like I said, we're in a very strange spot right now when it comes to grading and new grading card companies and the old grading card companies and what exactly is going to happen. Like, because we've seen other things, like I believe it's called Mike Baker Authentication, which is grading of graded cards. You know, not all PSA 10s are made. They're not all the same. I had two PSA 10 Lukas. They looked pretty different. Like, they were different. They look different. Like, they just weren't, all of the attributes of the cards weren't the same, and they were both PSA 10s. I think with BGS, you get closer grading, like, I would say closer to, you know, what the grade should actually be because of their subgrades, but then you look at it and say, well, why is then a BGS 9.5, which when I got back into the industry, the BGS 9.5 was looked almost very similarly as the PSA 10. So why is that happening? And I've been thinking about that a lot recently, and, you know, grading is, it's this topic that I think there's a lot of solutions and there's a lot of issues right now, and we'll see kind of what happens in the future with maybe HGA becomes more popular than SGC, or maybe BGS kind of makes their way back closer to PSA. I don't know what's going to happen, but like I say at most of the end of these videos, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with grading in the sports card industry in the next few years.